Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
So Brooke has a ghost story for us, and we're going to try to help her out. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So who is Sarah, and how do you know her?
So Sarah is my neighbor. She lives about three doors down, and we've lived together. Like, we've lived on the same block for a year.
And so I assume you guys have kids around the same age. They probably play together.
Yep, exactly.
And have you guys ever had any kind of falling out in the past for any reason? Any kind of disagreements?
No, not in the past. This is all brand new.
And when was the last time you saw or spoke to her?
At this point, like 2 weeks.
And this is unusual for her?
Yeah, we hang out at each other's houses just all the time. Like, we have mimosas after the kids go to school. We have wine at night. We go to Target together. And then, of course, the kids have play dates together. Yeah. And now it's just like, what is going on?
Now, have you seen her around? I mean, is it possible they went out of town? They're on vacation or something? Do they have a lake house somewhere?
I wish. No, they're still around. I mean, our kids are still seeing each other at school and asking for play dates. And I've called, I sent her messages. She's not getting back to me. And I don't know if I did something or if I said something. I have no idea.
Yeah, we had a ghost story one time where it was related to the kids. Like, it was nothing between the parents, but I don't know, like they didn't want their kid hanging out. How are the kids interacting? Are they still interacting, or is it just business as usual over there?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, they still play together at school, and at least my kid is still asking for play dates. And I'm just like, I don't know, hon. I've called her and I've texted her, and she's just not getting back to me.
That's weird.
Okay. Yeah. Any other background you think we need to know before we take a break?
I can't think of anything. I'm just hoping you guys can figure it out.
And this is obviously a relationship that's important to you. It's worth following through.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not planning to move anytime soon, and I know she's not either. So we're going to be neighbors. I would love to continue having our neighbor-friend relationship.
Right. Okay, then that's what we'll do. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Sarah and see what's really going on there. As Second Date Update Ghost Stories continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Well, Brooks.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
neighbor Sarah is avoiding her, and she has no idea why. Her neighbor Sarah lives about three doors down, and they used to spend all kinds of time together. They'd go on walks, they'd chat on the phone, hang out at each other's places, do mimosas after the kids would go to school, you know, go shop, run errands together, you name it. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks has gone by. She has not seen or heard from her. I mean, well, so you've seen her because she knows she's home, so they're around.
Because the car's going in and out.
Yeah, but she's not responding to any of your calls and texts. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. If something happened, Brooke is unaware. They've been neighbors for a long time, and nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been any kind of disagreement or falling out. Because that's what happens. Like, sometimes if I just have had enough of a friend or, like, a buddy of mine, if we just, you know, we're friends, but we just need a break from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that. We know that drill. And
yeah,
it's all,
and you'll pick back up when the time is right.
Yes. Yep. But this is unusual. So if you're ready, we're going to call Sarah and see what's going on there.
Yes, please. Thank you.
You got it.
Hello?
There you are. What you up to, Sarah?
Who is this?
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Oh, wow. Hi.
How are you? Everything good?
About? I love you guys. I love you.
Oh, we appreciate that. I got Tim and Fritch here. You're on speakerphone.
Hello.
Hello. This is surreal. I'm talking to celebrities.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're happy to get you on the phone. Have you been busy lately?
Okay, what's going on, guys?
Well, we spoke to a friend of yours, and she thinks you've been a little scarce lately. She misses talking to you. I'm talking about your friend, Brooke. Says she hasn't heard from you in a bit.
Okay.
And, you know, she misses you. It's just, it's kind of weird that you just got silent on her all of a sudden. So she reached out to us, and you know how we roll. We do these ghost stories, and I just hate to put you on the spot, but she just wants to know what's up.
It's very uncomfortable right now. I was just hoping it would go away or blow over, and I could just avoid this conversation. I'm honestly just shocked she doesn't know why I've ghosted her.
Yeah, we asked her, and she has no idea. So is this something you think maybe she just did it unintentionally?
I don't know how she wouldn't know, but here's the situation. We have HOA meetings in our neighborhood.
Right.
And a few weeks ago, they were talking about issues in the neighborhood, and Brooke just stood up and started losing her mind. I mean, we're talking yelling about a couple of our neighbors and all the rules they were breaking to their face, both of their faces, actually. There were two of them. She was upset over how the numbers on their mailboxes needed to be painted, how they didn't cut back their ornamental grass last fall, and that there were cracks in their driveway. And she wasn't calm, guys. She was yelling and pointing fingers, waving her arms in the air. I was just mortified. It was, I've never seen anything like it over mailboxes. I really haven't wanted to be seen with her after that.
I don't even know what ornamental grass is, Tim.
I'm not sure either.
I know. We all look at Tim like,
what's
happening?
I'm the guy that just is happy to have it cut and edged. I don't care if there's weeds in there or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there so it's like a homeowners association that you have to follow all these rules, essentially?
Yeah. So we have these meetings because we are paying dues quarterly. And for that, you know, it keeps the place clean. But sometimes you feel like because you're paying that, you should get other things. And I just feel like it's one thing to be frustrated with the HOA. It's another thing to point at people and yell at them.
And get into a full-blown confrontation.
Yeah, I don't want that around my kids.
It's not an example you want to set for your kids in terms of conflict resolution.
Exactly. I love that. Exactly.
I hear you. All right, well, let's ask her about it. We got Brooke on the other line. Brooke, you want to chime in here?
Yeah. Are you kidding me, Sarah? Really? You and I have had so many conversations about all the things that those two neighbors do that's violating the HOA rule. Like, honestly, we've bitched about it amongst ourselves for months. I'm the only one with the balls to say anything about it, and now you're judging me that I did? I don't understand.
I haven't been complaining about it. I've been listening to you complain about it and not saying anything, Brooke. And even if it was a big deal to you, the yelling and pointing was way over the top. That's not showing balls. That's just being aggressive. I mean, we have to live next door to these people. You just seem like an angry, frightening person, to be honest. And that was really uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. I mean, I didn't see you as someone who was uncomfortable with honesty and truth. But
okay, no. See, that's a manipulation of fact. Because I have no problem with being honest and truthful. But okay, you were just being an animal. And now you're not even letting me finish a sentence. This is what gets me very uneasy, to be around you, Brooke, with the children.
Okay, great. I get it. But if you want honesty and truth, and I texted you and called you for 2 weeks and you couldn't even be like, hey, this is what was going on, I don't know, feel like I deserve something.
Was there an understanding, like we've had conversations, I'm sure people listening have maybe had conversations with their coworkers where they all share the same grievance and they decide together, okay, the next time we have a meeting, we're going to bring this up and we're going to stand together. And then everybody chickens out and that one lone person
yes,
who's standing out there all by themselves, pissing in the wind, coming off like a lone lunatic.
Thanks, Jeff. You were supposed to have my back.
Right. I mean, would you argue that it was a similar situation? Was there an understanding that you all were going to be unified on this issue?
I mean, okay. I feel like, okay, go ahead.
I told you, if it's important to you, you should speak up. And as a friend, a neighbor, I'm happy to back you up. I couldn't care either way. I don't even really care about ornamental grass. It's fake grass. It's Bermuda grass or whatever it is. I don't care about it. That's not my beef, but I care about you. And so I nodded my head and said, yeah, no, definitely. I was supportive of you and your opinion. But there's a difference, Brooke, between having your opinion and just like lambasting it in people's faces and making it personal.
No.
I get ornamental grass. And if you're going to get ornamental grass that doesn't grow, how come you can't just edge it and trim it? Like, what's the point of having a bunch of random tufts? It's fake anyway. It's not going to grow anymore. Just cut it, but just make it uniform.
The way you're speaking is fine, but you didn't do that at the meeting. You said, what the hell is wrong with you? And you pointed at them. You made it personal. It's yucky.
They are the most inconsiderate, loud, disrespectful neighbors we've ever had. Do you think if I was calm and quiet like I am right now, they would have even heard me?
You didn't even try, and there's no need to go down to their level. And you were the only one yelling. Nobody else was.
Because nobody else cares about this complex and this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's bigger fish to fry in the world. I mean, look what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. I really think our neighborhood is small potatoes, but yeah.
All right. We tried.
No hard feelings. I mean, Brooke's a good person. She just has a temper.
I'm just trying to do what's best for our neighborhood and our kids.
Understood.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you both at least having the conversation. I think this went a lot better than the meeting.
Yeah. It's like it's escalated a little bit, but now we got everybody back. So it feels okay.
So next go around, skip the meeting. Just, it'll be nice out, hit the patio, pop a bottle of some Sauvignon Blanc, and you guys just catch up.
Say less. I heard Sauvignon Blanc. I'm there.
There's not a problem in the world that can't be solved over a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
A glass right. of something,
yeah,
huh?
Or a mimosa or something. Yeah. I don't know. All right, you two. Thanks for coming on Jeff and Jen's Ghost Stories, and best of luck to you both in your continued friendship.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
If we could do a ghost story or a second date update for you, shoot us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.